You are listening to WHFR Dearborn, WHFR.fm, the station making waves. That's the Octopus. Evil is Real from a 7-inch on the Bellyache record label. And as promised, live in the studio, we have After Dark Amusement Park, and they're going to do a live show for us for the next hour. Are you ready, folks?
Yes, yes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Let's do it.
Never take it slow. I could never give stiffness, beg to get it right.
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live in the studio, we have After Dark Amusement Park. How's everyone doing this afternoon?
We're doing great, great.
All right, would you like to take a moment and introduce yourselves, please?
Yeah, I'm Greg Beyer. I play guitar and lead vocals.
Hi, I'm Leanne Banks. I play bass and I do some vocals.
Okay. How long you folks been together playing?
We've been together for about 6 months.
6 months?
6 months.
Brand new, huh? Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Play quite well, considering you only been together 6 months.
Well, me and Leanne, Dave's been in the band for about 6 months. Me and Leanne for about a year, but we only played one show because I had to go away on a Rodriguez tour.
Ah.
Last minute. So,
did you play with him or?
Yeah, I played bass in his band.
Wow, how was that?
It was amazing.
Where was the tour exactly? Just around
the
U.S.?
United States, yep. 29 dates and all over.
That had to be interesting.
Yeah, it was really, really fascinating.
If you don't mind taking a moment, what's he like?
He's a gentleman. Mm-hmm. He has great morals, great values, a complete gentleman, and, you know, I have the utmost respect for him.
So you'd go on tour with him again then, right?
Yeah, definitely, in a heartbeat.
Cool. All right, what do you have for us now then?
Our next song is off of our first album, which you can get on the internet if you look up After Dark Amusement Park on Google or DetroitCityRecords.com. You can get that there. And this is off our first album. It's called Never Here Nor There.
That's actually my favorite there.
Oh, thanks.
When I saw you guys play at the Loving Touch, was it last month?
Yeah, at the Secret Friends Fest.
Yeah, that was the one that got me hooked. I said,
yeah, that was a good night for Detroit music.
Mm-hmm. And you said first album, obviously that's...
Well, we have a second album that should be out by the summer.
Okay, now you're still working on it or it's...
It's just a matter of final mixes. It's done.
It's done.
We just have to, you know... Work out the you know, fine-tune it up a little bit.
Okay, excellent. All right, what do you have for us now, then?
This next tune is called Atom Bomb, and my buddy Jarrett Corral has a record label called Jet Plastic Recordings, and he was nice enough to ask us to if he could use our single, Atom Bomb, as his first record for his label, so we released it on a vinyl, a 7-inch. And this is that track, Atom Bomb.
Atom Bomb, okay. Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 show, and in the studio right now we have After Dark Amusement Park. And if you wanted to go ahead and tell us again, for anybody that's listening, the best way to find your stuff, to get your stuff?
To get our stuff, you can go to DetroitCityRecords.com, or you can Google After Dark Amusement Park. We have a Bandcamp page and a Facebook page, and there's more information there.
Okay.
And I'll give you something to look at, too.
There you go. Okay. If you don't mind, if you want to go around, the three of you, tell us a little bit about yourselves, maybe even something non-musical, just something that you wouldn't mind telling people over the air.
Okay. I'm Greg Beyer. I have culinary skills, if nobody knows anything that. I'm telling you, the way to anybody's heart is through their stomach. And if you can play music and cook, then you should be a total package. Should be.
There we have it, the most eligible bachelor in the
Detroit. No, I'm taken. I have a child.
I must retract that statement
save
for
that
our
for
listeners.
Save that for the drummer.
Oh, the drummer, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What is a? Is there a dish that you like to make in particular? Something you're good at? Or
I love everything of ethnic culture. I love Indian food, Thai food. I'm a garbage disposal. I'll pretty much eat anything. Mm-hmm. I don't hate, I appreciate, you know.
There you go. I like that. I don't hate, I appreciate it. I have to remember that one.
I'll write it down for you.
Cool. Because I know I'll forget. Alrighty, Leanne.
Hi. Well, on top of playing bass and doing what I do, I guess I bartend. I make a mean Spanish coffee on Sunday morning. Mm. I'm up with everybody else. Come get drunk with me.
Where's that at?
In Ferndale.
Ferndale. Which one?
The Emory.
The Emory?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, not that we endorse, you know, partying.
No,
or anything.
I mean, you
like
shouldn't
that.
Drink, you know, at least not before noon.
Not before. Besides, we're talking about Spanish coffee, right? We're not talking.
Everyone needs to wake up in the morning, so might as well do it right.
Sure, definitely. All right, Dave?
Does this mic work for this?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right.
just speak up a little bit, but we're good.
All right, my name's Dave Dionese. I play drums. I'm also a pretty good cook, pretty good with the crock pot, eligible bachelor.
Foosball is
champion.
Extraordinary.
Foosball
champion of Hamtramck. Yeah. It's kind of the thing I'm most proud of currently. Lansing native. That about wraps it up.
You don't see that too often any places anymore. Where can you play foosball nowadays?
The new Dodge in Hamtramck is kind of my favorite place to play. There's a few tables floating around Hamtramck, so.
And actually, speaking of the new Dodge, After Dark Amusement Park is playing there tomorrow.
Okay.
For a smooch fest for Valentine's Day. Come get kissed. The saliva swap meet.
Who are you playing with, Kirk?
Sleepless In is a new electronica group featuring Laura Finley and Illy Mac. They're playing. They haven't played in a long time. That's very exciting to see them. And then Cold Men Young.
Okay, I've seen them before too. They're kind of cool.
So it's gonna be a really cool show.
And that's tomorrow night at the New Dodge.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have any other shows coming up on the horizon? Or?
Yeah, February 22nd, we will be playing at the Detroit by Detroit Fest, and we're headlining that as the Supremes.
Ah.
And then we have March 7th at the Hamtramck Festival, Music Festival. We are playing at the Capo Lounge.
I just heard about that. I mean, the festival and everything. Now, where's the Capo at?
I have no clue.
No? Yeah,
in Hamtramck.
Yeah, well, that narrows it down. But
we're really looking forward to playing that room because none of us have. And once again, don't hate, appreciate, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that's, I believe, a three-day festival that's happening over the weekend?
Yeah, yep.
Kind of like a, well, I don't want to say a mini blowout or...
I believe it was supposed, because the whole blowout, you know, phenomena that is was just up in air and utter confusion on what was going to be happening with it. Mm-hmm. So I think they formed this Hamtramck Music Festival, you know, in thoughts that they were not going to be having the blowout in Hamtramck, but they are having the blowout in Hamtramck also. But it's great, man. I love we all love Hamtramck. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom taught at the high school for well over 20 years, and it's a great town.
A little interesting fact, and again, not that we're condoning it or anything, but I guess it has the most bars per square mile of any other place in North America.
Yeah.
Hamtramck.
Yeah, even more than Ybor City down by Tampa, and that's supposed to be 2 miles of bars and tattoo shops. You know, and then Hamtramck takes it.
Wow. Who would have thunk it, huh?
Oh, it's great.
Going back to the other one, though, for our listeners that are not familiar, that Detroit by Detroit.
Yeah, I believe this is their fourth year doing it. And Detroit bands cover other Detroit bands, mm-hmm. you know, and it's a lot of fun. I did it a couple years ago and had a great time. And I was supposed to do it last year with After Dark as Rodriguez, but I got a last minute call to go on the tour. So we had to back out of that show. But, you know, Melissa Rowe was nice enough to put us on for this year, and we were doing the Supremes, so we're really excited for that.
That ought to be interesting. That ought to be fun, the Supremes.
Yeah.
And then you're saying, well, I can't play as Rodriguez because I got to go play with Rodriguez.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. It was really, we got a phone call at 6:30, 7 o'clock at night, and I was on a plane at 4 in the morning.
So you said, you know, it's like, well, let me think about it. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't even think. I was just like, yeah, when do we leave, you know?
Cool. All righty. Let's get back to what we're here for then.
All right, we're going to slow things down a little bit. This is called Have You Ever Heard?
Okay.
And this will be on the second record also.
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM. Oh, we got a little bit of extra noise going on there. Just a little added bonus.
All right, I see which one it is.
Okay. Live in the studio, we have After Dark Amusement Park. And that was a track called Have You Ever Heard? And you said that's coming up on the next record? Okay. Okay. We're just doing a little tweaking here. We figured out what's going on. It'll just be a second or two then.
Okay, is it coming back?
Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. Ouch.
Technical difficulty.
That's okay. We'll get through it.
Like that 90s band Snap. Remember where they like...
So anyway, yeah, I was trying to figure out. You have anything else you want to talk about, Leanne?
Oh, all kinds of things.
All right, well, let's do it.
Ask me a question.
Ask you a question.
I have a fish tank. It's a saltwater fish tank. Greg really likes my shrimp.
Okay.
It's a little cleaner shrimp, and he dances, and it's really cute.
Dances?
Yeah, they dance.
Yeah. He dances when he wants to clean. So when I go up to the tank, he wants to clean me, because apparently I am dirty. And,
The shrimp is Diana Ross, and the hermit crab she has are like all the other members of the Supremes from like past and present. Because they do, they dance. Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah, try your mic now.
That sounds like something out of a Disney movie or Pixar.
Well, the kind of shrimp was in Finding Nemo. He was the little French shrimp.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
I got
good
you now.
Good representation.
Excellent.
Endless hours of entertainment.
There you go. Alrighty. I think we got everything straight now.
It's working all right.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah, it sounds good on my
end. Is everybody in Radio Land ready for another song?
I think so.
This is called Down and Down. This is off the first record.
All right. And Down by After Dark Amusement Park. Now, our friend Kevin here is telling me that I wasn't aware of that you have all kinds of things that you've been doing over the last few years. Did you want to talk about that at all? Or
As in what?
Well, I guess I didn't know this, but you're one of the Inside Outlaws?
Oh, yeah. I my good friend Eric Hogemeyer asked me to if I would play a show for Ty Stone, and I don't know, it must have been 2009, and I played a show at the Fillmore, and then we were asked to go do a Small Uncle Cracker tour, so we stayed on with that. So I was in Ty's band for almost 3 years, and then I got out of Ty's band and then joined Dupe's band, but I play in Matt DeMitz's band and Katie Grace's band and Allison Lewis, and so I guess I'm like the Inside Outlaw bass player to a point.
Okay.
You know, but it's, they're all excellent songwriters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it makes it pretty effortless
to come in
to
there,
to go in there and just and enjoy playing, you know.
Okay, well, I know at least a couple of those people I've been thinking about asking to come here and play, so I guess I might be seeing you again then.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I know I wanted to try. I've already talked with Matt about doing a show one of these days here. So.
Yeah, just say when. I know he's open.
Okay.
If you're listening, Matt DeMitz, I just called you out.
You got to come down and play.
I would like to mention, too, on the radio, when you were saying that our buddy Kevin Pakla, he has a record label, New Fortune Records, and Motor City Special Live, and New Fortune Records will put out the second After Dark album.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to that and to working, you know, with Kevin. He's a good dude. He's a good dude around town, you know, so if you guys ever come across him, say hi to him, and he might bite.
Just a little.
Yeah. But a little bite's good for people. Sometimes we need it as human beings.
Yes. Wake us up.
Yeah, it is. It's a wake-up call. Kind of like this coffee from the machine I got. Just a little bite, but enough to get you through.
Cool. All right. And for some of the listeners that have just tuned in, we're listening to a live set from After Dark Amusement Park. And in case they missed it, the best place to get your stuff is to go to
DetroitCityRecords.com or Google After Dark Amusement Park, and it'll take you to a Bandcamp page and other fun pages.
All the good ones that they have out there.
The power of Google.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the first album, what is it called again?
It's called Walk Alone, Skin and Bones.
Walk Alone. Where did that title come from?
The last track on the album, actually, it's not the last track on the album. It was supposed to be the last track on the album, and I swapped sides at the last minute. It's the last song on side A, and it's our closer in our set. It's called Skin and Bones. So,
okay.
Walk Alone, Skin and Bones. Kind of rhymes and kind of, you know, it's just a name.
It's catchy. Okay.
I wish I could give you this, like, crazy story. Yeah, I found an old Dead Sea Scroll, and I opened it up, and it said, Walk Alone, Skin and Bones. You know.
Alrighty. Looks like we have Jet Plane.
Yeah. You guys want to hear Jet Plane? Yeah, play Jet Plane.
All right.
Let's give it to them. Okay. It's off the first record also.
All right.
Thank you.
listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio, After Dark Amusement Park. All right. All right, let's just go into the next one.
The next one?
Yeah.
Your wish is my command. This is called Holy Roller Suicide.
All right. Live in the studio, After Dark Amusement Park. And for people who missed it earlier, can you tell us about the shows you have coming up there?
Yeah, we're playing a Smooch Fest tomorrow at the New Dodge Lounge, which actually has turned into a Metro Times announcement party for the Hamtramck blowout. But it was the Smooch Fest first. Like, come for kisses.
That's right.
And listen for the blowout announcement if you hear it. But worry about the kisses. And then February 22nd, we are playing at the Detroit by Detroit Fest at the Magic Stick, and we are playing as the Supremes. And if you don't know what that is, Detroit by Detroit, Detroit bands cover other Detroit bands. And it's a blast.
Okay, so it's covering either current or... You know.
They have to still be playing, I think it was like within 5 years. So like I'm sure Diana still does Supremes tunes, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like it works.
Okay, so which one are you then?
Well, I'm Diana for... It's a surprise, kind of, because you're supposed to only play 3 songs and we have a surprise. So I'm Diana, and Leanne's Diana, and Dave's Diana, too. You know?
You're all Diana.
We could be all Diana.
Okay.
We're a lot nicer than Diana, though. But I'll let everyone else be the judge. Or read the book, and they call you Miss Ross.
You have to read the book.
It's a great book.
Okay. And then you had one more Capo?
Yeah, March 7th, we're headlining at the Capo Lounge for the Hamtramck Music Festival, which is the first year of it and we're all really looking forward to that too.
And which night is that again? I'm sorry.
I believe that is Friday, the 7th. It's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, but I believe we're on the Friday.
The Friday, the middle one. Okay. Yeah. Thursday through Saturday, that's kind of...
I think Thursday is just like the kickoff party. So okay. There might only be... I think it's just smalls.
Okay.
But I might be wrong. Hmm. You know? And I admit that, Radio World. I am human.
I'm sure we can probably look it up, though. I'm sure it's on the internet, Facebook, yeah. All that good stuff. Okay, so we got three shows to look forward to, and that's just a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Basically.
We got jam-packed.
Cool. All right, what do you have for me now, Greg?
Safe and Sound. This is a brand new tune that will be on the second record as well.
Okay. You're listening to the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio here at WHFR, After Dark Amusement Park. All right, so...
Good evening.
No, it is almost evening, isn't it? You know, there was something I wanted to ask you while I was jamming to that tune. I got kind of, like, into it, and now I've forgotten what I want to say.
You're Blackberry jamming it.
Yeah, exactly. I'll have to think about it, and maybe I'll come up with it before we get out of here at 6.
Don't worry. I'm like the guy that is looking for my car keys when they're in my left hand, and I still can't find them. You know, it's okay.
Or for your glasses when they're on top of your head like that.
Or on your face, and you just need a new prescription.
Been there, done that. How you doing over there, Dave?
Fantastic.
Yeah. It's hard for me to keep a track here. The way they have this designed, I can't even really see the drummer when they perform, you know?
Kind of like he's in a little plastic cage over there.
Yeah.
He's like a toy for sale. You can get Dave at www.mattelltoysdave.com.
On eBay, never removed from box.
Yeah, still in the box.
Hi, Dave, come to join the band.
Okay. How did Dave come to join the band? You said you were playing with Leanne already.
Yeah, me and Eric Hogemeyer, he's played in like Kid Rock. He had Charm Farm. He had Deep Sea Sound System as his solo electronica project. And I had some songs to record, and Eric's kind of been a mentor to me. I met him when I was 14 years old and at Cappuccino in Grosse Pointe Park, and he lived kitty corner above, and we became good friends. And you know, 10 years, actually longer than 10 years later, I bumped into him and started recording some songs. And I asked Leanne to join the band, and she had just joined Amy Gore and her Valentines, so she couldn't play. So I went into a year-long depression. No, I'm just kidding. We had Troy Gregory playing,
and he's a
fantastic bass player. But Leanne one day is just like, do you still need a bass player? And yes, very much so. And it's been heaven ever since. And then to answer your question.
Yeah, what Dave, were you talking about?
We were jamming. We had a kind of an acoustic project going on. And I met Dave at, WDET. Even though I did meet him outside of a bar in Hamtramck one night. I just can't remember when. But he had long hair then, you know. Now he's got short hair for all you guys out there in radio land. But he still looks good with the short hair.
Still for sale, too.
Yeah, and he's still for sale. But, I just checked right now, and the eBay prices have gone up from this radio show.
You better get it while the getting's
good.
So you
have 4 hours to bid, and it's like $460, I think. But, and then we just, kind of hit it off, and Eric moved to New York, and, we asked if Dave wanted to be in it, and he thankfully said yes. And, we've just been playing, trying to get a name out there now and really trying to push it and go for it.
It sounds like you guys are doing
well. I couldn't be
quite
happier. They're the best. They really are. It makes playing so easy when you have monsters playing with you.
And dancing shrimp.
And dancing shrimp. We'll show you this dancing shrimp.
He's pretty cute.
You will bow down to the dancing shrimp.
You cannot resist his charms.
Uh-oh. We are not worthy.
Yeah, we're not worthy.
All righty.
Hypno shrimp.
Yeah, hemp shrimpmosis or shrimpnosis. This next tune's called Get Me Out of Here.
Okay. No explanation necessary, right?
You'll hear it in the chorus, I think.
It has an informal name, too.
Yeah. It could also be called dot, 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 dot. You'll see.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Live in the studio, we have After Dark Amusement Park. And, well, let's go over a couple things one more time, and we got time for a couple more songs. The best place to find your stuff?
Google After Dark Amusement Park.
Okay. And that'll lead you to everything else? All
yes,
the good
that'll
sites?
Take you to, that'll lead you to glory.
Okay. And we have three shows coming up, lives.
We are playing tomorrow at the Smooch Fest, also known as the Metro Times Announcement Blowout Party.
Oh, really? What are they going to announce? I mean,
they're going to announce that something they've already announced, that the blowout's happening the first weekend of May.
So. Yeah, I mean, I know they don't have the artist lined up yet, right?
No, they're still taking applications, I believe, until February 28th.
Okay.
So I can get a little plug-in for Metro Times, too. So if you guys and bands out there haven't signed up, sign up before February 28th for consideration for the festival.
Cool. Okay, so you have that one tomorrow night.
And then we have the Detroit by Detroit Festival, where Detroit bands cover other Detroit bands, and we are headlining that as the Supremes, and that's on the 22nd. And we have a show at the Hamtramck Music Festival, which is March 6th, 7th, and 8th, and we are playing on March 7th at the Capo Lounge.
Okay, and like you said before, that's the first one then, huh?
Yeah.
They plan on it being annual and all that good stuff?
Yeah, let's hope so, man. Like I said, Hamtramck's such a great town, and it's just, it needs to have music there all the time.
Yeah, and I don't know about you, but I don't want to wait all the way till May for a festival.
No, I like the wintertime, too. I remember trucking through snowbanks, like through the streets of Hamtown, getting to each venue, and, you know, so you miss a couple songs.
Yeah.
But at blowout time, play your better songs about four songs into it.
There you go.
You know? There's little tricks to the trade.
All right. Well, let's get back to it. You got two more for
us? Yeah, we got two more songs. This is called Spectre.
All right.
Everything
All right.
It's called Skin and Bones. It's a part of me that's to know the difference. It's a piece of me that's to get on my. It's an autograph to wear my t-shirt. It's a heart attack. You can share a t-shirt. Are you skin and bones, Eddie? Walking on me. Are you skin and bones? On my shoulder, it's an empty nest. Park. And once again, you can find us by typing in After Dark Amusement Park on your favorite internet service.
Thanks, Greg.